episode 366, your 2020 vision.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? Are you feeling good? I really pray that you are. I've missed you. It feels like we haven't chatted in forever. And so I'm glad you're here. Come on in. Take your shoes off. Oh, my goodness. I'm just kind of sitting back and lounging. Literally, we are kind of just chit-chatting. And I just really want to have heart-to-heart with you. It's been on my mind. Not that nothing's on my mind, because something's always on my mind. And I love to talk. So we're doing great today, aren't we? Well, today, I really wanted just to kind of slip in a few food for thought, so to speak. And it's about your 2020 vision. And I know personally, I have been working on my goals for 2016 and where I see myself personally, where I see Create Your Now going, and where I see that you all would like to see it grow, and how I can better serve you all. And I've been working on this now probably since a little after Thanksgiving, believe it or not. And I'm still fine tuning. And, you know, that's not to say that I don't know what I'm doing, because it's not about that. It's that you begin to write things down and you brainstorm and you're like, this is where I see it going. And then you think about it more and you have dreams and you wake up and you're like, oh, but then I could see this. Yeah, my shower aspirations are like that every single day. My mind just keeps growing and growing and growing. And sometimes I just want to turn off the dreams, the vision, because I think a lot of times we try to have that 2020 vision in our life. You want to make it perfect right now, right here at the start of the new year. You don't want anything to go wrong, but yet you've probably run into about 500 brick walls already. I know I personally have. Okay, maybe not 500, but a good lump sum. I mean, to start the new year out with a funeral, that's not really a good one. Started out with some licensing issues. We resolved that, so that's not too bad. Then just kids getting back on the schedule. Well, that's a whole nother story, right? It just goes on and on and on and on. But we want to have that perfect, that 2020 vision. And we want it to go so smoothly. But a lot of times we get in our own way because we're wearing our lenses. You know, here at Create Your Now, when we're talking about your best selfie, we're talking about living your life and having your best selfie within your mind, body, and spirit. And I don't know where you are religiously, what you believe. I've been very open about my beliefs that I'm a Christian. And so today, that's where I'm speaking from. But you don't have to think of it that way if you're not a Christian, if you don't claim to be that. That's fine. I still want you to listen to this, because how you term the word spirit or soul and how it works in your life is going to help you with your 2020 vision. Because a lot of the times, I know for me personally, I was a perfectionist. Too many P's in this discussion right now. I was a perfectionist. And I have to watch it even today. I know the triggers. I know what happens. I mean, think about this. If I go backwards and I listen to every single little mistake that I made on this, the ums and the wrong P's, and I mean, I'm never going to get this out to you guys. So you know what? I'm not going to edit it. Because my vision may be totally different than what really needs to be heard or seen. And what I'm talking about here is your spirit. We've talked a lot about love your reflection. When you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? You are looking through your lenses when you see that, right? When you look at yourself in the mirror, you're seeing it through your eyes, your lenses. But maybe they're a little messed up. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12 says this, "Now we see things imperfectly as in a cloudy mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity." Most of the time, our lives are led by that cloudy mirror, what I consider the earthly mirror, the one where our eyes are the judgments of what we see. We don't look a certain way. We don't dress a certain way. We don't have a certain personality. The eyes are the wrong color. Man, if I could only dye my hair something. Wouldn't it be nice just to like kind of flip a switch and everything's perfect? Your 2020 vision. But then you know what? You wouldn't be able to have an adventure in life. Life would absolutely be boring. And you're probably like, Christiane, you are totally insane here. Because if everything was perfect, I wouldn't have to worry about anything. Oh, yes, you would. Because see, there's something always better than perfect. See how our 2020 vision can actually get in our way? So I ask you today, are you getting in your own way? In your life, are you looking through clouded lenses, looking and seeing the clouded mirror, and that reflection is not what you want? And so you're going after things just that are too far-fetched right now. You're already setting yourself up for failure. Life shouldn't be about setting ourselves up for failure. It shouldn't be what we can't do. It should be what we can do. You see, God sees us through different lenses. And that's what I'm here to challenge you today. You see, the back part of that verse of 1 Corinthians 13, 12 said, "But then we will see everything with perfect clarity." When you begin to look through God's lenses, you begin to see the beauty that He created in you. So when you look and see your earthly reflection in the mirror, you're going to love your reflection even more because you're seeing it through God's lenses. You're seeing the reflection of God Himself in you. That 2020 vision of how you want your life to be may not all add up right. It may make sense to you right now, but in the long run, you may be like, I don't know. And then you start to go against the grain. Sometimes, yes, that's a good thing. Sometimes conflict can be very beneficial. But today I want to challenge you to look at your life. Your 2020 vision needs to be through God's lenses, not your own. That reflection that you see in that earthly mirror that hangs in your bathroom, that sits on your floor in your master bedroom. What do you see? Do you see a woman of confidence, of strength? A woman who loves her children dearly? A woman who would do anything for her man? A woman who says, "I may not know how to do it, but I will find a way to do it." I don't want you to get trapped in your 2020 vision. I don't want you to get bombarded with how you think your perfected vision of life should be. I want you to open yourself up to God's 2020 vision. What He sees in you already. He has given you everything you need. The thing is you've got to be willing to step out of those clouded, yucky lenses that you're wearing right now and get out of your comfort zone. Because those lenses that you have, they're holding you back, actually. They're not helping to propel you further, faster. But when you take God's lenses, your 2020 vision is spot on. There's something glorious about it. There's this energy within you that lights up. You have a glow. It's the heavenly glow. It's what God has given you. If you don't know what God's 2020 vision is for you, I ask right now that you begin to ask him that question. And maybe you're not a praying person. Maybe you're a religious person, but really you haven't really prayed about your life, about your 2020 vision. Then it's real simple. And I'll lead you in a very, very short prayer. Lord, please hear me. I know I don't do things right. Forgive me for that. I ask that you begin to open up my eyes. Remove the cloudy vision and restore your vision. I want to see life through your lenses, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That simple prayer is something that it doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are, God believes in you. And I don't want your life to be held back by your cloudy lenses. Your 2020 vision is magnificent already. You're just allowing it to be filled up with kind of the muck and the yuck of how life happens. Don't give in to that today or tomorrow or the days and months to come. Start today and take your 2020 vision and replace it with God's lenses. I promise you, your eyes will be open. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.